Good morning, Audio Boo. I'm lying in bed. And the doggy is waking up.
Hello, Gio.
Hello.
Did you sleep well? Yeah.
I've got a lick on the hand. And he's now... What's he doing? Looking at me. I've got my hand on his head. Chin on the bed. Yeah. What's that? You hungry, doggy? I thought you were in just a moment. You put bad breath, I have to say, though. See if we can do a dental chew or something at some point. Well, it's not that bad. But it's doggy breath. Okay, so I didn't record a sort of diary entry last night, so this is effectively my day one audio diary entry. The reason why I didn't record it was fairly simple. With dinner, I had a couple of glasses of wine and I was quite tired. I think that's probably enough to know.
You're right.
So, yesterday morning was all pretty frenetic, trying to get stuff together. Went and got a few snacks to bring along with me, because I think I'm going to lose my enthusiasm for the hotel restaurant before the week is out. So I thought it'd be worth having a few things to top up with. And then eventually managed to set off to cross London, somewhere around 2-ish, a little later than I intended. Padding up and down. Was met by Becca, my GDMI, and shown around the hotel, around the room. Met the other trainee, who is a new guide dog owner. That was all very good. And then back to our rooms whilst Becca went to fetch the dogs. And when Gio came in, he was very excited, actually, running around sniffing, grabbing his toys, which he definitely recognised, and running off with them, and occasionally bringing them back to me so that I could throw them for him or play tug or something like that. And definitely interested in playing. He likes his toys. The only time when he was, I wouldn't say upset, but I suppose seemed to sort of notice that things were a bit strange, was when Becca popped back in to check that things were okay and then left again, and there was a little bit of a shepherdy style whine. You're leaving me again, this strange person. We are in the hotel at the moment, just walking the dogs to go to spending all the or the restaurant, just on a lead without harness, with a cane, and that's fine. He's actually listening to me at those points, but he's not listening to me that much in the room. If I ask him to lie down or sit or something, he's not doing it. Very obviously not doing it, and it does look as though it's a sort of, well, who do you think you are to tell me what to do? And you know, you can do the usual things in terms of putting your hand on their back to try and get him to sit or whatever, but he really won't do it unless you are very assertive. And it's a little issue, but you know, it's really, really early days, and I think he'll get there with it. I think it's just, as I say, simply that he has no reason to listen to me. You know, I mean, if he was a pure shepherd, he wouldn't even be looking at me, so... I suppose the toy thing must be his sort of retrievery bit. Oh, there's a sigh from there. But he is really lovely. I think we're going to get on. I feel 100 times better than I did at the end of my first day of guide dog training last time around. Looking forward to the day. Intention is to do 2 or 3 walks each day. Starting around 9:15 or so. So I need to get up and feed him. It's about 7:15. And then I think spend him just before breakfast. And then go to breakfast. That works for me, I think. Hopefully works for him. And I will probably do a recording of walking down to the spending run and things like that. I won't record the walks today. I think we will. I think since we're early on, I don't want to do that yet, but a little later on, when I know what he's doing, maybe we'll start recording a few walks as well. But if there's anything that people want me to talk about or cover in the recordings, then please let me know. But otherwise, I hope you find them interesting. So that was day one's audio diary entry. Pause recording.